music variety is 99 on the Point. Molly Kendrick. I have a special guest in the studio with me this hour, this morning, psychic Marla Mitchell. How's it going, Marla?
Good morning. It's going great on this snowy day.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Traffic, though, is kind of weird. I mean, as you would expect.
Everyone's taking their kids to school.
Yeah, everyone's taking their kids to school, and it's, you know, with the snow makes it, you know, a little bit scarier. People drive slower. People maybe don't stop the way that they should, and that's just how the cookie crumbles. A psychic, Marla Mitchell, 888-666-1999. We already have some people calling, but we've got to get down to some business. Here in the next few minutes, we're going to go over celebrity spirit animals, something that Marla specializes in is spirit animals. So I'm going to be asking her about a couple celebrities and what their spirit animal is. I also want to know if Taylor Swift is going to have anyone new coming into her love life.
Oh,
anytime soon. I'm going to ask you
Those
about
are good
that.
Questions.
I'm going to
yeah.
ask you about that because I find it interesting. 888-666-1999 if you want to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell. Also going to ask her about numerology. And Mercury retrograde, a couple topics. Mercury retrograde, very fun thing. If you don't know anything about that, it's going to be some interesting stuff. And it's a special edition of Rumor Has It right now, since Marla is here with us hanging out. One of her specialties is spirit animals. And this is always fun because it's something that you can get done, too, if you want to know what your spirit animal is at 888-666-1999. Or if you want any kind of if you want a New Year reading, whatever, give us a call. 888-666-1999. Let's start with the obvious, Adele. What is Adele's spirit animal, Marla?
Okay. Adele, right away I saw wings coming in. Let me see what type of bird. Oh, hold on. It takes a while. it looks like it was would have been something prehistoric. To me, that's more like a stork, a stork-like bird.
Okay.
It feels like a stork, not a heron. Stork. It feels more stork-like. So she's a stork.
Could she be Prego? I know. She told us that she's...
Is she trying?
She's trying.
Are they trying?
Yeah. Or that she's off to make babies after her tour. So perhaps it could be that.
That's why you asked about the stork.
Yeah.
Working on it.
I
get virtuous, working towards that.
Good. That all lines up. Working on making babies. What is Taylor Swift's spirit animal?
Oh, right away it comes in with the cat-like feline feeling.
Makes total sense for Taylor Swift.
I'm going to go with a lynx.
A lynx?
Looks like a lynx.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And, you know, I mean, we could do this now. It might take a while, but Googling spirit animals, there's tons of information on Google. If you just, whatever animal and then spirit animal, you Google that and you're going to get so much info.
And read them all and put them all together because they're all very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. What is Bruno Mars's spirit animal?
Oh, Bruno Mars. Oh, wow. His is a bat.
A bat. Ooh, a lots bat. Of change.
Yes, lots of change.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yes. Yeah. A transformation change.
Transformation. Uh-huh. Very cool. Celebrity spirit animals. If you want to know what your spirit animal is or you want a 2017 reading, psychic Marla Mitchell is in the studio. She has a website, too, if you want to check out marlamitchell.com. That's with two L's, marlamitchell.com. You can even sit down with her and have a one-on-one reading, too. That's what she does.
What I do full time.
That's what she does full time. How did you get into being a psychic, Marla? Just so people kind of get to know you real quick before you give the readings.
Yeah, I've been doing this full time for 16 years, but I had gifts when I was little. I saw orbs and I knew things.
Uh-huh.
Kind of put them away because everyone kind of looked at me strange. And then in my mid 30s, I started meditating, which is the number one way to grow your psychic or intuitive gifts.
Right.
And I was just doing it to find peace.
Right.
Lo and behold, the orbs started coming back, and I started being around people, and I would say, "You're going on a trip. Why didn't you tell me?" Or I'd say, "Oh, your grandfather passed away." And they're like, "What?"
Yeah, you knew these things.
I just knew things.
Yeah.
And through meditation, I learned how to turn it on and off like a switch, so I wasn't walking around open. Because a lot of people come to me and they're so sensitive.
Right.
And they're so confused because they are walking around open and it's affecting them.
Yeah.
So meditation will help you learn to turn it on and off. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I got better at that. And then I decided, you know what? The corporate world sucks. least for me it did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start helping people in a different way. So
that's awesome.
I left the corporate world.
Yeah, now that's what you've been doing for a while now, and it's working out really well for you.
It's fun. I do my gifts through hospice work. I do it through helping the Breast Cancer Foundation, Hope Lives. I do energy work.
Right.
And then I also do readings and all kinds of fun stuff. I get to do it in many different arenas.
Right. And I will say, I've known you for a little over a year now doing stuff on one of our sister stations across the hall. And let me say, you're legit. You are a legit psychic. We have followed things. You've given me readings and it's like all lined up. I could go into deep details. Most of it is work related, but everything is lined up, everything that you've said. So
you
want a reading with psychic Marla Mitchell, give us a call, 888-666-1999. We had some people calling us. If that was you, give us a call back, 888-666-1999. MarlaMitchell.com as well is how you can get in touch with Marla. Later on this hour, we're going to talk about numerology, also Mercury retrograde, and what that is. I know it's coming up, and it's crazy, especially around holidays. 888-666-1999. Taking calls live on the air. Please don't curse. 888-666-1999. Whoa, who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy, what's your question for Marla?
I just wanted to know about my spirit animal.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And we should also tell people that if they want to use a fake name, they can absolutely use a fake name.
Yeah.
No problem.
We just need a name for permission.
Right. Okay. So, Amy, your spirit animal is, it's coming in white. Hold on. Okay. To me, it looks like this is one of mine. I haven't had this in a long time.
Ooh.
It's one of mine. I can't remember the name of it. It's a white,
what does it look like?
It's over in Tibet. It's the white cat.
Is it a yak?
No. It's in the cat family.
Oh, it's in the cat family. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a Siberian tiger. It's a white,
some kind of big cat.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank either. It's the white cats over in Tibet.
Over in Tibet.
And I'm really embarrassed. I can't remember because it's one of mine.
Yeah.
It's the big white cats. They're very rare.
Is it like a panther?
Yeah, it looks like a panther, but they're very
bright.
They have a really long tail. It'll come to me as soon as I get off the air with you. It's a Tibetan. They're over in Tibet. They're up in the mountains.
Okay.
Someone's going to call and say, hey, it's this.
Yeah, very majestic cat.
Yeah, very majestic cat. They're rare. They're rare to be seen, and it's as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know. Just keep listening, okay?
Okay.
I can't believe I may have to Google it.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. 888-666-1999. That's okay. You're human. You're human. You may be psychic, but you're human. 888-666-1999. Psychic Marla Mitchell on the air with me this morning. 99.9 The Point. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What's your question for Marla?
Hey, well, I was wondering if you could tell me what to expect in the upcoming year.
Oh, 2017. Okay, here we go, Brittany. Let's see what we get. Okay, so if you haven't listened before to me, my cards have astrology on them. And even if I don't say your sign, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means a different thing for me to talk about. So real quick, with a yes or no, are you a Gemini?
No.
Are you a Leo?
Nope.
Okay, that's perfect. So initially what I'm pulling for 2017, currently I'm pulling that you are recovering or working through some hurt, some sadness, some betrayal, that you need to take some quiet time to yourself. I am pulling the pregnancy card. Now, pregnancy card can literally mean you want to get pregnant like Adele, or it could mean that you want a new beginning. Sometime in 2017, you're hoping for things to clear out. You're wanting a fresh start, and it will happen sometime in the next eight to 9 months.
That definitely fits.
Oh, good. I do pull the Strength card, which is the Leo card, and the Gemini card is about choices. So the choice is always yours on how long you choose to stay in this mindset, because a lot of times we tend to like being in the place of sadness and grief and misery and hurt because we ego loves the victim, right?
Absolutely,
But you can choose when you're done, and you can pick up your feet, put on your big girl panties, and get busy with this. And I do show a lot of growth, a lot of love coming your way, and happiness does return again in 2017.
Awesome.
And it feels to really be strong starting around summertime. Really strong.
Oh, thank you so much. That really validates a lot.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Brittany. 888-666-1999. Psychic Marla Mitchell giving us readings all this hour. 888-666-1999. The Point, who's this?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. What's your question for Marla?
I was just wondering if you could tell me my spirit animal.
Sure.
Okay. And it was Jason?
Yep.
I'm picking... Oh, wow. I saw an elephant.
Ooh.
It's an elephant. So you don't have to like elephants, but it feels like an elephant. I do know that elephants are very, very spiritual. So Google spirit animal elephant and see what that means. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Jason. 888-666-1999. Psychic Marla Mitchell. 99.9 The Point. Who's this?
Hi, this is...
Sorry, what'd you say your name is?
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, what's your question for Marla?
I was hoping what 2017 was going to look like.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. Got some feedback there. Are you driving?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually standing outside.
Okay. Okay. I was just going to ask, are you outside in the cold?
Okay. Burr, 9 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. So just with a yes or no, I'm pulling some astrology as well. Yes or no, Leo?
No.
All right. Yes or no, Taurus? And yes or no, Virgo? Are you a Virgo? No?
No.
Okay, perfect. So the cards are showing Leo comes up first, which means this coming year you're going to summon up a great deal of strength and courage because you have something new coming. You also pull the pregnancy card, and I shuffle these cards. So you have something that's coming in within 9 months or less, a new beginning for you. It could be a new job, a promotion, or a new opportunity. I do show lots of positive things. You're going to have to get really organized, which is the Taurus card. You're going to need to get very, there's a lot of transformation and change, and you really need to get yourself prioritized. So it really wouldn't hurt you to set a New Year's goal. And if it is about career or finances, then that's what you focus on and make that your priority throughout the year. But the Virgo card says focus, research, take your time, don't rush into anything, because you are going to have some changes and you want to make sure that what you choose is for your highest good. And whenever we put out a prayer or a mantra or ask for guidance from our source or angels, it's always good to end it with whatever's for my highest good. Now, I just want to ask real quick, are you looking at a job change by any chance?
No, not really. I actually recently got a promotion.
Okay.
I created a program at work and they're letting me coordinate that. So
okay, well, that shows up, but there's also another change coming, and it does feel to be work related. I could be wrong. It could be more personal life, but it's steering me towards work possibly, because I'm pulling the Scorpio card in addition to this, and I also pull Aries. Unless either of those are you.
I'm a Libra.
You're the Libra. Okay, so then Scorpio means change. And Aries means go for it. So if you get an opportunity, if someone, another company offers you a job, or you get offered another promotion or something like that, this means go for it, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right, very well. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick. Hit Music Variety 99.9. The Point Psychic Marla Mitchell hanging out with us this hour. Hey, Marla.
Hey.
Hey.
And a shout out to Amy, who was our first caller.
Yes. We figured out the spirit animal.
It's a snow leopard.
Snow leopard. You know, that is what, you know, cougars,
yeah.
Like the woman cougars.
Yeah.
They're like in their 40s or 50s. What I call women in their 70s, 80s, 90s is a snow leopard.
Oh, you do?
Those exist because my dad has had a snow leopard hit on him in a nursing home. Yes. 888-666-1999. It was adorable. He was like helping her get to someplace when we were visiting. It was years ago when my grandpa was in a nursing home, but it was hilarious. 888-666-1999. Northern Colorado-based psychic Marla Mitchell is taking your calls, telling you your spirit animals, giving you 2017 year readings.
Did you want to do a happy birthday thing first?
Oh, yeah.
Just
and
in case?
Yeah, sure. And in numerology, if your birthday is today, you're in a one personal year.
Right.
Marla, first of all, what is numerology? What does it do for us and why should we pay attention to it?
It's numerology is really cool. Pythagoras came up with it, and it's a great way to, just like astrology, this is using numbers and it's tied to your birth name and your birth date. And the numbers talk to you and tell you about your personality, and it can predict the type of year you're going to have. And I do with my clients a whole 72-year forecast of what's coming up for the next 72 years of your life. It's very cool. But what we're doing today is we're focusing on one aspect of that, which is your personal year.
Mm-hmm.
And personal years change with the year every year, but they do tend to be more on around your birthday. But they go from 1 to 9 and back to 1 again.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you're in a 9, then you're going to go to a 1 next year, and then a 2, and then a 3,
right,
sequentially all the way.
Right.
So this year, those of you who have a birthday today, you are in a 1 personal year. And Molly loves this year because she just finished a 1. And we dubbed it for Molly, the party your ass off year.
Yeah. It's a really great year. Lots of things come to you. And I mean, it's still it's a challenging year. Every year has its challenges, but it's
pretty
fun.
It's a new beginning because last year you were in a 9. So in 2015,
really
you were in a 9. And there was a lot of changes. And maybe even the universe stepped in and took away a relationship or a job.
Or a job, yeah.
And if it wasn't huge changes, it was a lot of little sequential ones where you may have changed a behavior or a habit or the way you look or got there's some clutter in your life. And so this year in a 1, you still may be letting go of some things,
right,
but it's all about bringing in those new things to fill the void of what you let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunities will fall in your lap. It's just a really fun year. It's a year to learn independence and just starting fresh with a whole new clean slate. It's wonderful.
Yeah, totally. It's a really great year. If you want to know about numerology, what year you're in, you can ask that. If you want a 2017 New Year reading, Marla can help you out with that. Spirit animals, what have you. 888-666-1999. Going live on the air. 99.9 The Point. Who's this?
This is Angel.
Hey, Angel. What's your question for Marla?
Just wanting some insight about 2017.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Angel. Thanks for calling. Let's see what we get. I'm flipping some cards here. It's kind of a big spread, so let me lay all these out. Now, first off, just with a yes or no, I am pulling Aries. Are you Aries, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
What about Libra?
I am.
Okay, good. And then I also pull Pisces. So my cards, there's 78 cards in a deck, and they do have Zodiac. And so even if I don't pull your Zodiac sign, if you call in, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just telling me something else about that spread. And so we did pull Libra for you, and I will get to that in a minute. But initially what I'm showing is that you need to be better with your boundaries. You need to be better with saying no to people, not being such a people pleaser, not getting sucked into other people's drama, trying to fix or rescue them. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people do that. That's how a lot of people like to feel good, is to get in and help people solve their problems. But when, especially for our children, but if we get involved in other people's stuff and we solve their problems for them, then they're never going to learn. And then they have to repeat it and go over and over again. So it's best if you stay out of it because it isn't your lesson. So you're going to learn this year how to have better boundaries, how not to get sucked into the drama. The Aries card means be more assertive about this, meaning don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid, because a lot of us don't want to hurt people's feelings. But, you know, if they get hurt and if you say no in a nice way, like, you know, I'm really sorry. Can I take a rain check? I really just can't help you with that today. I'm really busy.
Mm-hmm.
If they get butt hurt, then that's their problem. Okay?
Okay.
And you just need to learn that. You do have a choice coming. I get the fork in the road along with a new beginning coming towards you. And then your Libra card, which is balance. So I don't know if you're aware of a choice coming this year, a very important choice. Do you know what that might be about? Any ideas?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, there's going to be drama behind it. I have a feeling it's relationship oriented. So it could be maybe someone that you put up really, like you push someone away and put them at arm's distance. It could be a family matter coming up. But there is going to be drama around this decision. And anytime we start standing up for ourselves more, we do tend to fall out of balance. And by balance, I mean, you know, maybe we don't eat right, we don't exercise, we become workaholics or, you know, whatever. It's just, this is about you making sure that you're taking really good care of yourself this year and have a lot of good balance, balancing out all aspects of your life. This is also a test. So I think it's relationship oriented. And so you will be tested on how well you stay out of other people's drama. Okay?
Okay.
So you have to call us back and let us know how that goes.
Wonderful. I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Angel. 888-666-1999. Psychic Marla Mitchell taking your calls. 99.9 The Point. Who's this?
Savannah.
You said Savannah or Havana?
Savannah.
Savannah. What's your question for Marla?
I just want to know what 2017 looks like for me.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody does. Yes. This time of year, I get really busy in my office because everyone wants to know what's coming. All right, let's look for Savannah. Okay, first of all, you need to get yourself organized, young lady. Does that make sense?
Okay.
There's scattered energy all over the place. The way spirit or universe works is everything and everyone is energy, okay? And whatever, there's a good statement, energy flows where the mind goes. And so if your mind is running a thousand, you know, minutes, an hour, and you're just speeding through life and you're trying to multitask like crazy, the energy doesn't have any place to focus. So they're wanting you to prioritize, to have a New Year's resolution or focus on what you would like to improve this coming year. And that choice is yours. And then that's where you put most of your energy. And don't try to scatter yourself too thin. Expectations are hard for you because you get your hopes up and then they get dashed. Now, this is true for all of us, but there's something really important that maybe you recently got your hopes dashed about or expectations were met, and they're wanting you to let that go and not be too disappointed. This is also a good year for you to nurture yourself better. Nurture, work on your connection to spirit, either through meditation, being out in nature, prayer, mantras, things like that, and work on balance. There's a lot of stuff coming in here where it just shows that you need to have more freedom. So that's another reason why you need to prioritize and not take on too much, because you're overwhelming yourself with too many commitments and you're not having enough freedom for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And it's like anything else. Other than that, I just show that you are on path. It's just a very scattered, convoluted, busy path because you overcommit. You're laughing. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
So quit overcommitting. Take some time for you. Put yourself first. Just like on an airplane, they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. That's what you need to do in 2017. Put the mask on yourself first. You come first in a self-love way, not selfish way. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Savannah. 888-666-1999. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio until 9 o'clock. Taking your calls, 888-666-1999. She's based right here in Northern Colorado. If you want to get in touch with her off the air, marlamitchell.com. Or if you want to learn more about her, 888-666-1999. She does private one-on-one sessions as well. So if you want to sit down with her for an hour, ask her anything you want in depth. She can help you out with that too.
Absolutely. Yeah,
MarlaMitchell.com. Yes. You've told me some interesting stories, and we've heard some interesting stories
yes,
too
we
on
have.
The air
oh,
in
yes.
the last year that we've worked together. 888-666-1999. Taking your calls live on the air. Please don't curse. 99 on the Point. Who's this?
This is David.
You said Eric?
David.
Totally different name. Sorry about that. What's your question for Marla?
I guess I have a lot of questions. I guess we could just go with what next year is going to be looking like.
Sure. Okay.
Very common question. Let's see what we get for David. Right off the bat, you're going to be working on your ego. So we all have an ego. We have to have an ego to be in human form. But as we start crossing a threshold, like, you know, in our 30s and up, we need to start learning to let go of the ego more. And so this is something that you're going to be working on. And it's very positive. It may be challenged, And what I mean by that was when our ego is challenged, it often brings up a situation where we're humbled. Maybe there could be some suffering or pain. No one is exempt from pain and suffering. I mean, if they say they are, they're lying. We all have pain and suffering to different degrees at different times in our life. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's pain and suffering coming. Don't go there, okay?
All right.
I'm just saying that they're going to be challenged, meaning when this incident comes up, there's going to be a major choice unless you're a Gemini. Yes or no, Gemini?
No.
Virgo, yes or no?
No.
Okay, so the choice card is the Gemini card. So there is a choice coming for you, and it may involve your ego, meaning it could involve greed or, I'm going after the money instead of the job that really feels like I could help others and something like that. And so you will get a choice. Spirit's going to divinely guide it for you or bring it into you. You don't have to worry about if you're going to miss the opportunity, but it's coming to you. It will be a choice of ego. And you'll remember this conversation. I expect you to call us back on the other sister station when it comes through, 94.3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's going to be a little while, not right away. I feel like it's going to happen in the summertime, a choice. I'm not sure if it's about work or love, but it does end on a very positive note. So you will make the correct choice, okay?
All right.
But this will also involve a behavior change for you. And it's always good to be aware that our ego sometimes gets a little ahead of us and it behaves very selfishly. And just remember, always take the high road, especially if people are behaving badly. You don't have to match that energy, you know, like road rage and stuff like that. You don't have to do that. You can always take the high road and just walk away and stay out of the drama. But there is a major decision coming. Do you know what that is?
I think I might.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, and you know it might involve your ego, correct?
Yeah, it actually has to do with changing careers and what I'm going for.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, just ask Spirit to help you make the choice that is for your highest good.
Okay.
And when you use those words, please, Spirit, please, God, whatever you believe, please, angels, whatever's for my highest good, help me make the most positive choice, and then you will be helped, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David. 888-666-1999. The Point, who's this?
Hi, my name's Rachel. How are you?
Hey, Rachel. We're doing well. What's your question for Marla?
Actually, I called in a few months ago and talked to Marla, and she was 100% on
awesome.
My life. So,
cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks and see
you're
if she had any insight.
Welcome.
For,
you care to elaborate what the question was that you asked?
I had a question kind of about my love life. That's kind of where I left it. And, you know, you had made a comment about whether or not I'd be moving at the end of the summer. And my ex actually moved out of my house, so I didn't have to move. But that happened in August. So it was pretty much spot on.
Cool. Well, thanks for the feedback. We love to hear back from other people when they call back and tell us how it went.
Give us updates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you had anything for 2017 for me.
Okay. Let me look real quick.
Okay.
Rachel. So you had some changes here. Ooh, I get good cards. Yes or no? Libra?
No.
Aries?
No.
Okay. I'm still pulling. Hold on. Oh, wow. You have more change coming.
Oh, boy.
Hang on. Okay, and you know that. So Ace of Pentacles was the first card, which is new job, new opportunity, new beginning. It's like being in a 1 year, okay?
Okay.
And then the Libra card crossing it is balance. It can also be if there's something legal going on, then the legal... She's laughing.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Too funny.
Then the legal thing goes in your favor.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I pulled the Judgment with it and the Page of Pentacles or Page of Disc, and those are also very positive cards. It goes in your favor. Now remember, don't get your ego too much into this and just, you know, ask for or go for what is for your highest good. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Aries is go for it. Be very direct. Don't be hemming a hawing and don't be, you know, scared, but stand up for your rights here in this legal battle. But Queen of Swords is speak your truth, good boundaries, okay. Prioritize. So if sometime during the year, whatever this legal thing is, if you're being asked to choose between this or that, you know, door number one or door number two, be very clear with Spirit that you want what's for your highest good and then choose your door or your opportunity and then let go of expectations. But the Tower card, it ends on Tower, which is like the Death card, but it's your choice. And so the Tower card means hang on, baby, because your world's crumbling, but it's crumbling to bring in, I'm going to say it, new love, new opportunities in love.
Okay. You are fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel. 888-666-1999. Going live on the air. Do not curse. 99 on the point. Who's this?
This is Deb.
Hey, Deb, what's your question for Marla?
Well, like everybody else, what's happening in 2017?
Yeah, let's find
well,
out.
Well, that's the theme. You might as well go with it. All right. See what we get. And I will try not to curse, too. So here we go.
You do a pretty good job, Marla. Yeah. I'm not worried.
I was trying to be funny, but yeah. Once in a while, it slips out. Okay. Well, Deb, I didn't pull any astrology cards for you, so that's good. Let's see what we get. I'm showing a little bit of ego stuff coming in. So there is something that you're working on. The card that is really pulling me in is about feeling, I don't know if the word is trapped or stuck in a rut. We're getting some feedback here.
Yeah. Can you turn down the radio?
Oh, I don't have the radio on.
Oh, okay. We're getting some feedback. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or not.
Okay. So there's a trapped feeling or feeling stuck in a rut. And when this happens, most of us see only what we are dreading right in front of us. We can only see. It's like if you picture a box, you're looking in the box, and you're not turning around and looking out of the box and seeing that you have an alternative. But sometimes the alternative choices leave a bad taste in your mouth and you don't want them. So this is about...
I went ahead and hung up on her. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
We were getting too much feedback.
I can finish real quick.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
So the feedback was bad. But anyway, for Deb, making a positive choice, looking at those alternatives that really don't sit well but really may be the best alternative for you to choose. You are being divinely guided by spirit with this choice. We could be talking about love and relationships, but they're saying don't be so hard on yourself. Don't judge yourself so harshly. Don't let others put you down or treat you poorly. If they do, you need to put up boundaries with them and keep them at arm's length. You want to surround yourself with people who are supportive and who love you while you're going through this difficult time. And then whenever ego comes in, I always tell people to make the choice from the highest good. Take the high road and ask spirit to help you choose appropriately. And that was for Deb.
All right, that was for Deb. 888-666-1999. Actually, we've pretty much run out of time with psychic Marla Mitchell. But if you want to get in touch with Marla, marlamitchell.com is how you can do so. Or what is your phone number if people want to call instead?
My office number is 970-223-3457.
All right. Want to repeat that one more time just in case?
970-223-3457.
And marlamitchell.com is also how you can get in touch with her. Thanks, Marla. We'll see you again next week on our sister station, 94.3 The X. Usually you're on every Wednesday, same time, just a different place.
Station.
Yeah, different station. Thanks again.
Bye.
Have a wonderful rest of your week, Marla.
You too.